This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your humble host, Zainab. We are again at your service with yet brand new episode of Back to Reality. Yes, today we are going to talk about what aging teaches us. And on that note, we have in studio with us two special guests. I have with me Fatima from California and Sadiqa from the UK. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is Fatima from California, USA.
Oh, alaikum salam. Thank you for having me over. And this is Sadiqa from UK.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. A very warm welcome. Well, if I ask you, you have grown up, if you get time to go back, what is it that you regret, you wanted to learn as young as you were? Like, you have, as you have aged, you have experienced obviously a lot of things, but what is it that you regret? When I was young, I had learned this thing that time.
I regret I should have spent more time in studying. I was kind of distracted emotionally, and like, oh, I was in this whole thing of I need to find the suitable spouse and be a good mom and family life. Whereas that's important. I think that's really one of the most important things. The mother's job is the hardest job in the world, and it's such a great thing to raise good kids. But
yeah,
I just feel like studying, because once you, I mean, anyone can study any age, but like, yeah. Usually once you pass a certain age, it gets a little bit harder to really study, you know, like the Islamic studies, Arabic, these kind of deep topics, Islamic philosophy, these things. I wish I could have studied more these things.
Okay.
But so I mean, it's never too late, like, inshallah, but I just feel like that time, I wish I would have spent more time in the early years.
Yeah, because it's never too late to learn. But you're saying, you're advising our youth, actually, who are listening to us, that
it's easier to learn in that time.
It's easier to learn and read and study as you're young. So never give up time. So Sadiqa, let me ask you, when you look at your younger Sadiqa today, what is it that you do not want to take for granted?
What I don't want to take for granted. That's a bit of a hard one. I guess the fact that I have a good family and a chance to practice my religion as freely as I have been able to do so far, coming from the West as well, where we see Islamophobia is on the rise. I think this was a great blessing that I personally have really taken for granted, maybe not used it to the best of my ability. But yeah, if I could go back and understand that there's more to life than just living,
yeah,
then definitely my life would have been different today.
Okay. Well, do you realize, Fatima, that living in enjoying the particular moment at a particular point of time was important? I mean, as we were young, we took tomorrow for granted. Do you think that's also one of the regrets? Because like for me, I think yes, because like as I grew up older, I think I should have lived the moment in the very time. I should have never taken tomorrow for granted, because you never know if you're there tomorrow or not.
Yeah, and I think also in my 20s, I was kind of like in this survival mode. Like I just got to survive. Whereas I think if you're able to do more in the community, I wish I could have done more. And like, because our Muslim communities, especially in the U.S., are so much in need. I wish I could have done more, like volunteering, you know, like community activities with the sisters. I mean, I did volunteer a little bit here and there, but I wish I could have done more for the communities, for the people who were in worse situations than me, especially the Muslim communities. But alhamdulillah for everything, I'm glad I was able to immigrate over here and just be here. It's kind of more peaceful, less stressful life here, even though there's certain stresses, but it's much less than in the West, I think.
Yes. Sadiqa said that she's blessed that she is here. She turned out to from West to this life. You said you are blessed. Even I feel that I am blessed. But for those who are listening to us right now, who all do not have that opportunity to, you know, have this turn of immigration to a holy place to live in, what do you suggest them? How do they, you know, take their time seriously? How do they not take tomorrow for granted? Because, you know, never know. For example, not everyone learns from aging. As Siddhika rightly put it, she said that if you do not act apart from learning, then you're just passing on numbers. So what do you suggest for the youth?
I think trying to help the youth, like if they're like in their 20s or teenagers, trying to help even the younger youth, like the elementary school kids. It's so tough in the U.S., especially the girls that want to wear hijab. It's much harder than even other countries, I think. And just trying to reach out to the youth and encourage them and their deen and to keep their deen. Because sometimes a lot of them, especially the immigrant parents or even the children of immigrants, they don't know how to present Islam to the youth, and they kind of are too strict or they don't have enough activities for them.
One of the things that always gave me peace was reading. A lot of the books have been translated into English, and there are really some really decent books out there. I used to buy books and read them through the night, especially on the worst of my nights when I used to go through a very hard time in life. I would keep a book next to my bed and read it and fall asleep. One of the books that I've wanted to go back to it and read it is a book about the life of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. It has a hadith from his whole life,
okay,
traditions, narrations from his life. They have been collected into one book. And I believe that was one of the books that I really enjoyed reading. And I used to read these in my when I used to be in university. For those who are in the West, between classes, you do have breaks, 1, 2, 3. Sometimes it lasts for 5 hours. You have one class in the morning and one in the evening. That time can always be spent reading. Traveling to back and forth from university, sitting in the bus, you can easily read a book. You can actually go through a whole lecture within that time.
Yeah.
Because as we know, buses do take a lot of time traveling. So that's how I used to spend a lot of my time when I used to go to university. Sit in the bus, switch on a lecture or read a book. University breaks between classes, sit down, read a book. 5-10 minutes can build up to a lot. And you can easily finish a book within a month if you spend just 10-15 minutes per day, I guess, if you're an avid and a good reader.
Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. We'll be back in a short while.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, Fatima, in Islamic point of view, where is the place of the old ones?
I think people who are older have a more life experience, and assuming that their personality is very good and wholesome and they are positive, optimistic person and they like to help people solve their problems, they could help.
In Islam, they're kind of more respected.
Mm-hmm.
Since you come from a different culture and you have seen a world here, you have seen world there, I would want to ask you the difference. What is the status of old people in that tradition, in that life, and what is it in Islamic culture that you saw and realized?
I think the thing is, because it's different in the past. I was saying that in the past, in the West, they respected older people more, whereas when the culture changed kind of in the previous generations, they're not respecting as much because the family bonds kind of broke down. We don't have as much family bonds anymore. So elderly people are kind of ignored. They're not as much respected as before. Whereas in the East, they still have these close family bonds. I think even the non-religious people have these close family bonds. So it's not just the religious Islamic stuff. It's their cultural things too, that they respect the older people more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas over there, not as much. It's kind of the way it is.
So you're saying that it's in some parts of the world, it's because of tradition that old people are respected.
Yeah.
And in some parts of world, they're just
because they're more
old age homes and
because their focus is on career and money.
Mm-hmm.
The family life is not as much. Whereas over here, they're in the East, their focus is more on the family life more.
Yeah. True. Well, Siddhika, since you also come from a different culture, you have also seen, and there are so many old age homes in the UK as well. What do you think? Since you came, you had a drastic change of your life and you experienced people over here, people over there. What was the difference? What was the treatment of old people in your culture and in Islamic culture you're living in?
So the area I lived in the UK, I'm not going to say old people were rejected completely. There is a level of respect. There's a level of respect for every person, regardless of the age. Obviously, in the Eastern culture, there is a level of respect for the older people because they're seen as those who bond a family together. But in the West, it's not seen as such. You're just a human being who deserves humanity, who deserves human respect and dignity. But in the Eastern culture, you're seen as a person who's respected because you are older and you're supposed to bond a family together. Although these are not always realized,
yeah,
people who are older in age might not hold a family bond together strongly enough because it comes down to the level of wisdom, their personality, how they react with in the society they live in. Do they contribute to a society properly or do they just sit? Now, again, when it comes down to old age homes that you mentioned in the West, in some cases, those old age homes are necessary because some people suffer with illnesses where it is not possible to provide the treatment at home.
All right.
While these homes have those services available, if they live with the spouse alone, it's not possible for the spouse alone to take care of them.
All right.
They do require 24/7 care, which is not possible in the house. Therefore, some of these homes provide this service. But on the opposite side, from what I have seen with some of these homes, is that they do not give respect to the old people.
Oh.
While they provide the services that is essential for senior citizens to live a life of dignity,
yeah,
unfortunately, it's become a very profitable business.
Yeah.
So this human dignity, the initial reason for building these homes was to provide dignity for the senior citizen.
Exactly.
But then they go about, because it's become a profitable business, that human dignity is no longer offered and an old person is just seen as someone who is now just passing the last few days, let's just get over it. I know we'll worry and finished. Let's make the money that we can make from it.
Islam teaches us that the old should be respected. In fact, Quran, you know, says there's a verse which says that you cannot even say, oof, you know, you should not have that expression of, you know, I am fed up, I am done with you, with your parents. So there are so many signs, so many traditions Islam teaches you
that
dignity and respect should be maintained.
But that verse that you mentioned is about parents. It doesn't matter whether the parents are old or young. You cannot disrespect them. So someone's parents might be 40 and they're considered quite young, but you cannot disrespect them. The young has to respect the parents because the parents have a very specific role in a person's life. But when it comes to the older, the senior citizens, given that they are, perhaps it might be more from a cultural perspective, they're seen as a source of blessing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And with that as well, there's a certain level of respect that's offered to them in the cultural world, I guess. But from an Islamic perspective, from the way I see it, human dignity should be offered to everyone. And this respect that is often offered to those who are also of an older age is because of the role they have played in society throughout the years.
True.
So we obviously did not come out from thin air. We had our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and each of these contributed in a different way to society for us to
definitely
reach where we are.
Did.
So whatever good we see today goes back to them, and whatever evil we see, we would not necessarily put it down to one person, but it is how society has changed over the years and how people have changed their views and outlook to life. So yes, they do have a level of respect because of how they've contributed to society throughout the different generations.
Yes. So, well, since we are talking about what aging has taught us, we must keep one thing literally in our mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making so many, he so many swearings in the Quran. He does so many swearings in the Quran and then says in Surah Inshiqaq, verse number 19, he says that you are constantly, you're surely going through a state with state. You know, you're moving on. You're not staying in one position. You're moving from one position to another. And in that Surah Inshiqaq, Allah is constantly teaching us, this moment from state to state is towards me. So that should be the point that should be remembered always, that we are moving actually towards Allah. What is it that we are taking? Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, Fatima. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIP English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.